أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed yesterday some of the benefits or some of the virtues of the surah, continuing in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the surah Surah Al-Mulk, like we all know. And then Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also referred to the surah as Al-Waqiyah. Waqiyah, the emancipator, the protector, something that protects us from something that is dangerous. And then we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also referring to the surah as Al-Mani'a, something that creates a barrier between us and something. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also referred to it as Al-Munji'a, something that emancipates us. And then he said that this surah emancipates one from the adab of the qabr. So when we look at these words, it is a protector from the adab of the qabr, from the chastisement of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is also an emancipator. It is a barrier that becomes between us and the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the qabr. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is narrated about him that when he would go to the qabristan, or when Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu would hear about the qabr, then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry. And his crying was of such a degree that the tears would flow down his eyes and his beard would become wet. And people used to ask Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu that why is it that you cry on hearing about the qabr, or when going to the qabr, why is it that the qabr itself makes you cry? The other stages after the qabr does not affect you as much as hearing about the qabr in itself. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to reply that this is the first stage. This is the first stop that a person has to make. And if this goes good, then after it everything else will go easy. And if this is difficult, then everything after this will be even more difficult. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had understood the reality of the chastisement of the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the qabr. We know that when a person is put into his qabr, then the first test that comes is by way of the questioning that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down the two angels. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the footsteps of the people that had come to bury the deceased, that will just hardly disappear. And then these two angels, Munkar and Nakir, will come. These two angels will make a person sit down. And then they will ask the questions. In the various ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wordings of the questions are different. However, the meaning is the same, that the first thing that we will be asked is Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Now here is a very, very amazing thing, that there on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us our book of deeds, and the book of deeds will be given to us. Iqra' kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. There it will be all written, it will be all recorded, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now you read your book, and that is sufficient for you. You are sufficient and accountant over your own deeds. You can now do the accounting yourself and you can see how you fare. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us categoric proof. But here in the qabr, the life's deeds itself will be, it's your proof that when you are asked, Mar Rabbuk, we are going to be asked, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Now there is no book that is going to come down. There is no scales of justice that is going to come down. There is no amal that we are going to see. All of that will happen in alame akhirah. Here is alame barzakh. Between this life, alame dunya, the life of this world, and the alame akhirah is the life of the qabr, the intermediate period. And that intermediate period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use our whole life as a barometer, our aqidah, our belief, and then our deeds in this world, our akhlaq, how we fared in this world. And then, obviously, if a person believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will be able to answer, Rabbi Allah. And then the second question, Ma deenuk, what is your deen? Again, just our very, very way of life on this material world, how we lived on this material world, is in itself going to be the evidence how we are going to answer there in the qabr. And then the next question is, Man nabiyuk, o ma taqulu fi hadha rajul, who is your nabi? What do you say about this person, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it is quite obvious again that if our life was in accordance to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle, if we tried and we aspired to inculcate the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously that becomes easy in the qabr. So here our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws our attention to the severity of the adab of the qabr. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person will be shown an abode that he would have got if he had gone to the fire of Jahannam, and he will be shown an abode that he will get when he goes into Jannah, and vice versa, both will be shown. So hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here shows us the reality of the adab of the qabr. And then this surah in itself is a munjia, it is an emancipator. But it is going to emancipate us if we read the surah of between Maghrib and Isha, like in the one hadith we had discussed yesterday, and then together with that, try to understand the meaning of the surah, and then obviously put into practice whatever the surah conveys. And more often we will find that the surah is conveying with regards to the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we need to have in our hearts the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our tawheed, and then the shortness of this life, the greatness or the everlasting hereafter, and the insignificance of this material world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.